I think I need a making their girly so groovy a radio debut. It is Calgary, Alberta art rock alt pop duo Rally. Their latest album is called Fate is Criminal. We heard the song Sid in the Middle. It is a singer-songwriter we featured a few times here on Girly So Groovy. Country folk artist Fontaine, hailing from Winnipeg. Her latest album is Good Buddy. We heard the song Body Double from Fontaine. And then starting that set off, it is Paris Pick from her latest album, Third Time's a Charm. We heard the title track, Third Time's a Charm. I just love it. Maybe it's just me, the music nerd, but I picked up on so many Motown references in that song from Paris Pick. All three artists can be found on Bandcamp if you would like to hear more from either Paris Pick, Fontaine, or Rally. Okay, time for one more set here on Girly So Groovy. The hip and hyper Nashville punk band Snooper dish up hook heavy indie rock with a frenetic pulse influenced by electronics. Snooper's second album, Worldwide, released on Jack White's Third Man Records, delivers seriously playful anthems of disconnection and overwhelm. Right now, it is Snooper with Blockhead here on Girly So Groovy.
It's the end of the world.
This is listener supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from an unjustly overlooked British post-punk band, The Flashbackers. The song is Pumping Iron. That was released as a single back in 1980, and I think it just still holds true in all its quirky, interesting, dynamic ways. It makes me think of bands like the B-52s. Again, they are called the Flashbackers with Pumping Iron. In the middle, something thoroughly more modern. It is music from Chicago experimental pop duo Water From Your Eyes. That is the duo taking on the REM classic It's the End of the World As We Know It and I Feel Fine. It's funny, when I listened to that song as a kid, I didn't think in 2026 I would be taking that song to heart, questioning, am I feeling fine about the end of the world? Because some days I feel like we're living in that. Water From Your Eyes taking on the REM classic. That comes from a compilation album called The Cover of Covers. You can actually find that compilation album on Bandcamp. And then kicking off the set, a band that if I told you was from Nashville, I don't think you would believe it. But yes, punk band is coming out of Nashville thanks to a band like Snooper. The new album is called Worldwide. We heard the track Blockhead from Snooper. Okay, friends, I hate to say it, my least favorite time of the week. It's the end of Girly So Groovy. This 2-hour mixtape needed to come to an end. And if you stayed with me from the beginning, bravo, you are a loyal listener. I challenge you to connect the dots with me from beginning to end. We went through a full dance party in the first hour, and then we rocked out with country folk and indie rock in the second hour. And if you were there for the whole thing, this show would be nothing without you. Speaking of this show, just a reminder, you can stay in touch with it all week long. Remember, we are on social media. Facebook, we're at Girly So Groovy, and Instagram, we're at GSG Radio. Check out the playlist and print links to the bands and musicians featured. And best of all, message me any musicians or bands you think deserve some Girly So Groovy radio love, especially this February. We're making our way through Black History Month. Which voices, black voices, do you think should be included? I've had some really great requests over the last couple of weeks from you, the listener, and I'd like to hear again, who do you think we should include? If you ever miss an episode or want to listen again, or just feel like you can't continue with a 2-hour parking lot or driveway listening, know that you can listen anytime at your leisure. Go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Hey, listen, Girly So Groovy is celebrating its 25th anniversary in July. It was 2001 that Girly So Groovy made its debut on the airwaves in the Windsor and Detroit listening area at CJAM 99.1 FM at the University of Windsor. And since then, Girly So Groovy has now grown coast to coast. We're syndicated across Canada and into the United States. I cannot say thank you enough to these community and campus stations that embrace Girly So Groovy. All of the stations that carry Girly So Groovy, if you're listening right now on your favorite station, this station is a non-profit radio station. So often in the springtime, these stations set aside time for a spring fundraiser as well as in the fall. Know that regardless of when you're listening or when they are doing their fundraiser, all of these not-for-profit community and campus stations are always happy to take a donation. Just simply check out their websites and there will, I'm sure, be a donate tab just waiting for you. It's a great way to show your thanks for making time in their busy schedules to celebrate and amplify voices along with me here on Girly So Groovy. Okay, on that note, we need to wrap up this episode. I'm trying to think, okay, this has been an interesting episode. Like I say, we went from a dance party to Pumping Iron. So where will we go with an end to the full 2 hours? Oh, I know, we do not have to overthink this. An artist that merges electronic and dance music with the spirit and scrappiness of rock and roll is the infamous P. Peaches. 11 years ago was when we had a new album from Peaches. That album is called Rub. Well, fortunately, later this week, February 20th, Peaches is finally releasing a new album. No Lube, So Rude. She is touring in support of that album throughout February and March with stops in cities like Detroit, Chicago, Vancouver, Montreal, Toronto. Teachesofpeaches.com is where you need to go to get all tour dates, but I thought as soon as I can get my hands on that new album, we will be celebrating it here on Girly So Groovy, but why not go back 11 years to the single that launched that album, Rub, Light in Places from Peaches, closing out this week here on Girly So Groovy again. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm not afraid to die. is Bird Note. It's late winter, and cranes are calling loudly to one another. 15 species of cranes are spread across the world, everywhere but Antarctica and South America. Soon, they'll start their spring migration, but for now, they gather in large groups, foraging and resting together by the thousands. Here are a few of those voices from across the globe. In North America, the sandhill crane. Saurus cranes reside year-round in India, Southeast Asia, and Australia. The common crane winters in Africa, Southern Europe, and Asia. Demoiselle cranes winter from Africa to India and Mongolia. Most of the world's hooded cranes winter at one reserve on Japan's southern island of Kyushu, calling together around sunset. Few birds' voices can evoke the spirit of the wild like the voices of cranes. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Last fall, about 24 volunteers from indigenous Midwestern tribes gathered at a University of Kansas research station. They lit bundles of dried grass and sage to start a fire that burned across 5 acres of prairie. This was a cultural burn, a small intentional fire guided by indigenous practices.
Historically, indigenous peoples have and we continue to view fire as a stewardship tool.
Melinda Adams, who led the burn, is a member of the San Carlos Apache tribe and an assistant professor at the University of Kansas. She says these fires can help regenerate the ecosystem and improve habitat for culturally important animals and plants like grasses used in basketry. And cultural burns can also limit the spread of severe wildfires by reducing flammable grass and brush. For many generations, federal policies that were intended to prevent wildfires outlawed the practice. But today, forest agencies understand the benefits and use controlled burns to reduce wildfire risk. And Adams and others are reclaiming indigenous fire practices.
And changing that perception from something that's devastating and destructive
to something that, when carefully wielded, revitalizes and protects the Earth. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hello.